From now until early fall, there's an online survey that asks anyone in Northern California affected by not just the Camp Fire, but any of last year's fires, about their health experiences then and now. A second study is focusing on women who are pregnant during or right after the fire to see what impacts, if any, the extremely unhealthy air had on lower birth weight, asthma, stunted neurodevelopment. None of these things have been answered until now. Rebecca Schmidt is the UC Davis Associate Professor in Public Health Sciences.
Especially these urban wildfires now that are hitting these areas where there's buildings burning and other things that haven't been previously burning and having all this smoke exposure. And so we really didn't know what to answer in terms of what effects it might have.
They'll be collecting samples of hair, saliva, and if possible, the placenta and cord blood to use as biological markers of wildfire exposure. The idea is to better prepare vulnerable populations, whether it's masks, air purifiers, or more immediate evacuations the next time a wildfire erupts. Holly Kwan, KCBS.